Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of February, recording at 9:12 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights on another interesting day. Asian stock markets, predictably, were pretty much all firmer following yesterday's strong close on Wall Street. The European stock market started down on the day, then rallied really quite strongly on some very bullish early figures, futures market figures, that is, from Wall Street. Wall Street duly obliged. Dow ran ahead 124.5 points at one stage, but those gains were eliminated prior to the close, and Wall Street actually closed with very small losses of 11 points on the Dow, for instance. 1.25 on the S&P, that's points, not percent. So gave up those gains. There's a good reason for that. The big reason, I suspect, is the strength of the oil price. The oil price rallied to a new high at $100.10, currently trading at $99.50. That's up 4 on the day. Natural gas shot higher. Heating oil, gasoline, they're all surging up near record territory. And U.S. Treasury bonds, another big day on the downside, over a point on both the 30 and the 10-year bonds. So that hurt Wall Street so much. But as I say, I think it was principally the oil. And elsewhere, well, commodities, they pretty much ran riot. Embarrassingly, one that didn't, this is actually down a little bit today, is lumber. I hope I didn't buy the wooden spoon on that. And gold, up $22 as I speak. And that's getting up to 927, and that's right up near its highs at the beginning of this month and at the end of January. It's silver pressing against its highs, 1763 on the May contract. But the big action was in platinum, and particularly palladium. I mean, platinum up $92 here today, and palladium up 38 as I speak, and it has been higher. I think it was up about 50 at one stage. That's a huge move. In percentage terms, that's by far the bigger move. And the agricultural commodities were all pretty firm in here. I see coffee with one of the better gains among them. And the industrial metals were all strong. I think tin was the exception, possibly down a little bit. But the others were quite strong. Copper up over 18 cents in here today. Okay. So what about the dollar? The dollar is a little bit easier in here today. So you get the picture. What's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are wanting to rally. We've seen some confidence return. The chart patterns vary dramatically from region to region. Resources producers, Brazil, Australia, even South Africa, well, certainly the resources components of the Australian market doing exceptionally well. Palm oil producers, such as Indonesia, which also produces crude oil, right up there near their highs. And the banking sectors still fairly weak, although we had some upper dynamics in here today. Barclays, for instance, which was strong yesterday on that rumor of the dividend hike, which I mentioned yesterday, and they came through with a dividend increase in here today. So looking at the chart patterns following the selling climax, which we've called it right from the 22nd of January when it occurred, and every day subsequently, that was a very, very important development. People always say, well, it's going to get another downward leg. They always do that, until that long no longer becomes a credible hypothesis. In other words, the next uptrend is well underway, but we don't have the next uptrend well underway, so those bears are still in with a chance. Perhaps quite a good chance, many people would say, but I give the benefit of the doubt to the selling climax. Also, the highest short interest figure for January that we had seen since 1931 in percentage terms. The insider buying that was taking place last month and this month for the first time since 1995. These are important statistics. Some of the figures on sentiment were also really, really quite bullish. So a lot of interesting bottoming signals were there, and we have not seen stock market indices go down and take out those January 22nd lows and extend the declines. Instead, more of them have ranged above those levels, and some have, such as the ones I mentioned earlier, have rebounded very, very strongly in here. But we need to see a good deal more support building for the weaker markets before we can talk with real confidence about upside scope. That always takes time. And the commodity front is going to unnerve investors and I think also central banks to a certain extent. Looking at the government bonds here, the really weak ones are the US Treasuries. We had a small rally in the gilts and in the bunds as well. The Australian government bonds have been quite weak in here recently, but I think it's the treasuries that have the bigger risk. That's where I've concentrated my short position. But again, this can be very choppy in here overall, so I'm going to use a trailing stop on my position there. When it eventually gets triggered by a rally, I'll hope it rallies up enough for me to be able to re-enter the short position once again. That's a strategy I'll use as long as it looks like stock markets are in a support building phase, ranging no worse than sideways and preferably higher. Now, what about this precious metal activity that's taking place? I mean, the platinum move has been absolutely spectacular. As you know, we've commented on that on a regular basis. It gapped up in here. Today, this is very much an ending. Now, we know everything but the actual day that it ends, but we should be able to see that as it occurs. These things usually end with some sort of a dramatic signal. I wouldn't be surprised if it is an Akide reversal with a quite dramatic downside Akide reversal. I'd say there's a 1 in 3, 1 in 4 chance that it ends that way. If it ends more slowly, well, another variation of that, we might just see a big tail. In other words, we get a huge rally, intraday rally, the dust doesn't hold, and the market closes near the low of the day's range. We often see that type of ending. It's the exact opposite of the type of ending that we saw on the 22nd of January for stock market futures, for instance, where they plunged down and then couldn't hold it and rallied well off those lows, leaving the big downside tail on candlestick charts. It might be the first down week. I think that could be important for platinum, but in the meantime, it's still pushing higher. So who's buying? And I suggest that there are probably some short positions in there. That's usually what happens. And a surprisingly large number of people have been talking about shorting precious metals. Gold has been mentioned in that context frequently, but these are all still in clear upward trends. So that's a dangerous game, even though I've said myself that we're at a maturing stage of this medium-term move. But to short something while it's still moving up, let alone in the latter stages of a medium-term move, is a good way to hemorrhage money if you're just a little bit early. And somebody was clearly very early in terms of the platinum move. I'm just playing these things with trailing stops in here. I don't have big positions, but you don't need to. There's so much drama going on in here. Now, what else we have? Something I'd mentioned previously, that the U.S. interest rate cuts, the ones that we have already seen, and some further cuts are expected. I think the latest comment on futures that I'd seen was that markets are anticipating at least another quarter point rate cut and possibly a half point rate cut. So those rate cuts have lowered contango costs in these commodities. That has helped to bring in speculative demand, but we can't blame speculators for all of these moves, that's for sure. The demand for the industrial resources is absolutely enormous. The producers are scrambling to keep up with supply. There was a rumor today that crude oil was so strong because OPEC might cut production at the end of the month. I'd be very surprised if they did that. But you see how tight these conditions are, and when there's any little problem, such as the, I think it was the South African power outage news that triggered the explosive move in platinum, and it hasn't looked back. And then copper, we got a report a while back. People were very bearish of copper. fortunately, not at fuller money. And then we had the report that stockpiles in Shanghai were declining, and that the Chinese were buying more copper. And this hasn't looked back. So, as far as these commodities are concerned, this is still a triple waterfall in here. They've got, or a perfect storm, whatever you want to call it. And they are still very, very much in form, but the current rate of gain is not sustainable beyond the short or medium term at most. Then I would expect, as I say, another corrective phase, but probably all within the confines of a long-term bull run. Anything else to mention here today? I think that's pretty much it. An exciting day, and one that belonged firmly to the commodities, and particularly the precious metals. More tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.